All right, I just made myself way behind. I do apologize. Because there is a, maybe I better do this first, because I do not want to not have time for it. I mean, we could do the tribute to Harper Lee next week, and she deserves it, by the way. And I want to do her justice. And I also want to do our noble ancestor, Jomo Kenyatta, justice too. Because they are, the way I see it, is that in order for us to get our freedom, we have to have a new language. And so when I read excerpts from things, it's like chunks of new language, new terminology, new stories to fold into our thought process. We have to have new thoughts to think. And I love this. I'm planning, but I'm also planning not. Actually, I've just sort of made an executive decision here in interest of my health and my not wanting to sit here for an extra half hour to get everything in. And please forgive me, Harper Lee, because righteous writer there. And I will say this about Harper Lee. I'm jumping all over the place today. What can I say? It's been that kind of a week. They got me jumping. They got me running. They got me running, jumping, running, hiding. Don't know which way is up in. Gotta laugh to keep from crying. I'm going to say this about Harper Lee. Because it really bummed me. Totally. The fact that this story of her publishing a new book was met with such lack of enthusiasm, it was striking, you know? Maybe I'll read this again in the proper context, but basically, when someone who is of this stature, let's say, of a Harper Lee, and I'm not sure she would have gotten the attention she deserves without the film, for sure. But when you have folks announce the release of something new by Harper Lee and talk as if this is something that should not happen, it raises lots of red flags, lots of them. Why? It made no sense. And when something like that happens, we really have to make an extra effort to flip it and say, this is something we must read. Harper Lee, new novel? Come on now. What a gift. Who'd have thunk it? We'd get such a gift.